Follow-up and review. This is the section that points at one of the most relevant definitions of the post-2015 agenda and that will have a crucial influence for the next 15 years. The mechanism for follow-up and review will be set in place at the global level, the high-level political forum HLPF. As was stated in the beginning of this paper, the HLPF started a parallel process alongside the OWG as part of a RIO+20 mandate. However, given that it is a new global body, the sessions that have been held under this framework have, page 24, only started to define the general provisions. This is a body that will receive the reports of implementation from member states, monitor the advance in the progress of goals, targets, and indicators, aggregate the data received at the national and regional levels, and update the legal provisions that will be required as the agenda advances in time. The HLPF is not legally binding, i.e., it has no legal force and therefore the countries are not obligated to report in terms of implementation. However, the body will be in charge of providing incentives and technical support in case the country is willing to undergo the process alongside the HLPF. Furthermore, it will be a place to share experiences and good practices. All these elements are devised under the premise that Agenda 2030 is the result of the sum of political wills, and therefore there is no obligation on behalf of any government to fulfill the main objective. So, regardless of the demand by CSO, and the fierce advocacy in that regard to explicitly devise an accountability body, the HLPF will be a space for follow-up and review, but with no enforcing capacity to ensure that member states are held accountable in fulfilling their commitments. Despite the elements mentioned above, the HLPF is still an important mechanism that, under the right provisions, may have a central role in shaping the face of the global dynamic in the following years. This is why a focused process of advocacy will have to be in place to strengthen the technical provisions of the HLPF in 2016. It will be time to devise a new global architecture to follow up on a global agenda. The HLPF is a hybrid body that is under the ECOSOC mandate, but still reports to the General Assembly, and it is therefore in a unique position to improve the way in which member states have been engaged in the UN processes so far. Given that developed and developing countries will need to engage in terms of follow-up and review of their implementation processes, this is the first time in history in which a universal agenda will have a body that will require the same from both developed and developing countries. Under the HLPF are existing provisions that refer to the need to strengthen civil society participation, both in the modality of major groups as well as within constituencies as part of the stakeholder definition. These references are quite general, and still required further elaboration to explicitly explain how civil society can have a central and meaningful role in the process of implementation of the agenda. References to the regional and national processes are in the section, but only in general terms. It is clear that governments were reluctant to give a broad mandate on these two levels, and therefore this is a big priority for advocacy in the months to follow. Page 25.